Allison in Chicago on the Bizarre Line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi, Allison.
Hi, George. First of all, you can't get a kidder, and you are going to burn in hell for that prank you pulled.
Yes, I probably
hope
will.
Listening.
But somebody has to come and get me out of there, though.
Won't be me.
Well, I don't know whose job it'll be, but we'll appoint someone.
Anyway, this bizarre story happened to me about a year ago.
Okay, go ahead.
I was visiting friends. I was visiting friends in New York. Was in Albany. There were three of us in the car. I was driving. We were about 2 hours south of Albany on 88 South, heading toward Binghamton. And I happened to look at the car clock. One friend was sleeping in the back.
Mm-hmm.
The other friend was keeping me company. And I said, oh, it's like 7:15 p.m. It was at night. We're making good time. We should be to where we need to get, like, within another 2 hours. I no sooner said that, and I looked up, and I said, oh, crap. And there was this fog that came out of nowhere. It wasn't raining. All of a sudden, there was this very thick fog. That is the last thing me and the friend that was awake remember. 6.5 hours later, we wound up north in the Adirondack Mountains.
6.5 hours later?
Later.
No.
It was about 1:30 in the morning, and we can't tell you where we were. We had to wake our friend up in the back. She had never woken up. She thought we were pulling a prank. She was ticked off at us. We're like, no, we don't know what happened. We don't know how we got here. It was a little dirt road in the Adirondack Mountains, past Lake Placid.
Let's talk forward a little bit. Since then, anything strange happening to either one of you?
Yes.
Tell me that.
I have, again, it usually happens in my car. I'll be heading one direction, and I end up somewhere else.
And you lose recollection on how you got there, don't you?
Yes. It's just a blank. I don't have, there's no fear, no nothing. It's just this blank.
Do you think you've been abducted?
I've never thought I was abducted, but I have had this happen to me many times, always when I'm traveling in a car.
As you were coming up into the fog, do you remember anything weird, anything strange? Did you see any people on the side of the road?
We saw no other people on the side of the road. We saw in the distance the taillights of another car, and that was it.
All right.
And that the fog was really thick.
And then 6.5 hours yes. later.
Yes.
How many miles was that?
I can't even calculate. I can look at a map and do it, but it was way out of our. It was way north. We were heading, you know, towards
Canada. How could you two even drive in that?
We couldn't have. The 88 South, there's no way there's even gets you to a road that would go there.
It's almost as if you went into some time warp or something.
Yes, we would have had to, like, literally drive through the mountains, like, through the rock to get where we were. It just boggles the mind.
Allison, that is bizarre.